Day one, preliminary league today, and it's all about qualifying for the National League final, really, in Tullamore today. So, and indeed today we have the Talton Games, which is an inter-provincial schools meet down in Carlow, but I don't have any information on that, but I'll tidy that up tomorrow. And then tomorrow, of course, there's maybe 50, 60 young athletes competing in National Children's Games down in Tullamore as well, so I'll be on the case tomorrow. But let's start with the National League, and it's been exciting, really, really exciting. The name of the game here is to get to the final in about a month's time, and Finn Valley have a team there. They have a men's team, they have a women's team, and the Donegal County Board Athletics, which is made up of, you know, athletes other than Finn Valley, they get together and they have a go at the inter-county aspect of it. And the good news is that the county, we'll start with the county Donegal Athletics group, they look like they're going to get into the men's final, which is really, really positive for them. And no doubt they can improve that team when they get to that final. But they've done the hard work today in the preliminary round to get to that final, and that has been achieved. Finn Valley, well, their women's team, yes, they're in the final. Some good performances, Amy Green, you know, Amy Timoney and so on, Bridget McDyer and people like that are really, really pointing big points. Leo O'Gara, of course, second in the walk, and so on. Then we got to the men's. Now, the men are in a really tight battle. They're standing sixth at the moment, not very many points in it. The 4x4 really still to come, and they're locked in the battle with Leeville and Ratoath and St. Albans of Leash to get and hold that position. And it's all down to the 4x4 relay. So it's a young team. It's a team that all of the boys are under 18. So they really can pull it out of the fire in this last event, which is the 4x4, which is about 5-10 minutes away. So it's going to be tight. And indeed, again, with Finn Valley, if they can get through to the final, they certainly can improve their team, because they have athletes everywhere all over Europe. So if they got everybody back and on the deck and online and in the start lists, then they could make some noise in a final. But at the moment, they're fighting to get into that final. At the moment, it's all about the 4x4 relay. It's all about this young youth squad led by Kieran McCarroll and Oran McBrady and so on. Young McGilligan's in it as well. So let's see how they get on. So that's the story there. Tomorrow, of course, it's about the young athletes, and a lot of excited young athletes heading to Tullamore. And I think Finn Valley have 10 relay teams, and they have something like 20 other individuals competing, as have the Rosses of a big crowd there. Letterkenny have a big crowd there. Lifford have a good crowd there. So it's going to be another exciting day for many young athletes who have never competed nationally before. That's tomorrow in Tullamore. But right now, everything is geared towards this 4x4, saving the day at the end of the day to get Finn Valley into that men's final. The women have done the work. They're in the final, and they've done extremely well. So that's the story there. And, of course, we're coming off the back of a weekend in which young Ethan Dewhurst from Glenties broke the Donegal record. And indeed, the interesting factor, the Donegal record was held by his older brother, and he only set it a few days earlier. So, you know, he was in Malta. He set the Donegal 400 metres record. That went ranked number one in Ireland this year, the fastest by an Irishman. Then Ethan steps out, and he's a younger brother, and he steps out, and he betters that record, and he goes fifth on the Irish all-time list. So it's an exciting time for the two boys from Glenties, and we look forward to see how that's going to go. Otherwise, today, Roisin Flanagan's in California, competing over 5,000 metres, the Finn Valley girl, and John Kelly's competing in Sweden. So it's a busy time, but this, and everybody's mind at the minute, is this 4x4 to see our Valley men going to make it.